22-year-old left-arm seamer Charith Jayampathy was the star of the Sinhalese Sports Club as they comfortably beat nondescript CC to win Sri Lanka's Premier Limited Overs tournament. Jayampathy took three early wickets in the nondescript's run chase, reduced them to 44 for three. Yehan Mubarak hit 55 in the middle order, but Jayampathy returned to take his fourth wicket as nondescripts were all out for 224. Besides Jayampathy's 4 for 49, Damika Prasad and Kaushal Okarachi each took two wickets. Sinhalese earlier posted 278 for 9 from their 50 overs. Opens Vishwa Vijayaratne and Dhanushka Gunathalaka each fell just shy of 50s. Chibara Kapugedera then ensured that the good start wasn't wasted, hitting 70 off only 57 balls from number 4. Faviz Maharoof and Sohan Boralesa were the picks of the nondescript bowlers, with 3 wickets apiece. Hobart Hurricanes moved to the top of Australia's Big Bash League table, recording a high-scoring win over Brisbane Heat. Ben Dunk hit the fastest BBL 50 off his 20 balls, went on to make 67 off 33, as they chased down the Heat's imposing 209 for 3, with 4 balls to spare and 3 wickets in hand. Besides Dunk, Travis Burt, Jonathan Wells and Evan Gilbus all contributed at least 20. Craig Kiesewetter, Joe Burns and Dan Christian had all hit half-century in the Heat's innings earlier in the evening. Kiesewetter smashed 50 off his 24 balls, with Burns and Christian making 69 off 45 and 70 not out of 40, respectively. Peshawar Panthers became the first side to book a place in the final of Pakistan's Regional One Day Cup. They eased past Lahore Lions by 8 wickets with 16 balls to spare in Karachi. Taj Wali took 5 for 38 as the Lions were held to 214 for 9 in their 45 overs. Skipper Umar Sadiq top scored with 79 and helped them rebuild alongside Simon Ali following the early losses of both openers. The Panthers' opening pair of Israel Ruller and Iftikhar Ahmed then added 110 in his 24 overs, with Ahmed finishing on 103 not out of 124 balls as the win was sealed. Mohammed Idris was the other unbeaten batsman on 35. Mohammedan Sporting Club bounced back from their humbling for 45 just 2 days ago, thrash Abahani Limited in Bangladesh's Victory Day T20 Cup. They are now locked in a three-way tie with Prime Bank and UCB BCB 11 on 6 points at the top of the table, ahead of the final round of group matches tomorrow. Abahani posted a competitive 171 for 6 from their 20 overs, courtesy 41 for Mizanur Rahman and 52 off his 34 balls from Sumo Sarkar. However, Mohammedan got off to a good start in the chase, thanks to openers Gerald Islam and Junaid Siddiqui. Wicketkeeper Nurul Hasan then built on their standard 42, and finished with a career-best unbeaten 79 off 47 balls, as they won with an over to spare by 8 wickets. And the UCB BCB 11 recorded a slightly closer victory over Prime Bank CC. Prime Bank lost early wickets to Enamel Haque Jr. after being asked to bat, but Sabir Rahman and Saikat Ali added 54 for the fourth wicket. Mehrab Hussain Jr. then chipped in with 39 off 24 balls, as they finished on 173 for 8. Alamin Hussain followed up his record-breaking feat on Boxing Day, by taking 3 for 45. The UCB BCB 11 then lost both openers cheaply, but Imrul Qais played a mature knock from number 3. He ended on 82 off 54 balls, which hit 87 with Mitton Ali for the third wicket, 52 with Marshall Ayub for the fifth. His side eventually won with 2 balls to spare by 5 wickets.